The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Rolling through another afternoon just with you and I and a whole bunch of other people listening to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. With us in studio, again, is Nate Munson. He's the Executive Director of Iowa Safe Schools, and Scott Held, we call him the Communications and Development Personnel. He's the fundraiser guy, which is a cool job. It really was. I had one of those jobs once, Scott. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. My job was to raise nearly $1 million a year. And for a not-for-profit in Fort Dodge, Iowa, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was the best job I ever had once I figured out that I never should ask for money. You never ask for money. You just share the story. And when you share the story, people go, yeah, I can get into that. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There's an old Politico. Before we get it, what district were you running in?
House District 20, which is Northern Dallas, all of Guthrie, all of Adair.
You are a brave dude.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I can understand that. All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on, Nate.
Yeah.
What's happening?
So we have the Spirit Awards, which is our annual awards dinner, coming up on October 20th at the Iowa Event Center.
Yes.
And it's a pretty great event. We're celebrating our lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, LGBT students through their gay straight alliances, so their student clubs and educators and others making a difference for these kids.
And let's talk about Iowa Safe Schools for just a moment, Scott. Tell us the story. What is Iowa Safe Schools and what's your mission? What are you trying to do here?
To break it down and make it real simple, we protect kids and we stop bullying. So we do that through a lot of different ways. Advocacy, we can send our staff out to any and every school across Iowa. We do it through an affirming resources library, which sending literature, books, pride packs to kids all across the state. And, we do it in a way that makes school climates inclusive. And that's our main focus, to make sure that there are inclusive environments for students.
Is that a tough task, Nate?
Yeah. We work with students who there was just one this past couple weeks ago who, was struggling with coming out to their parents. They're trans. What do I do? They reach out to us for support and kind of ideas of what to do. Our library, we have books for parents as well as the student. So we're able to send them that literature to have that conversation with their parents and create that safety plan. For some kids, it's not always the easiest to come out to their parents and that fear of rejection. And so there are some that we do work with that have ended up homeless or trying to find ways to reconcile with their families.
And when we talk about that very startling decision that many people have to make one time or another, what kind of a percentage do you think it is? How many kids are rejected by their parents because of their choice?
So according to research, 40% of all homeless students, or homeless youth in the entire country, are LGBTQ.
Get out of here.
Yeah, 40%. And you see as many as one out of every three LGBTQ persons has experienced some form of conversion therapy, which is the idea of forcing someone into essentially psychological abuse to change their sexual orientation or gender identity. And so that rejection rate is very high amongst this population.
And unfortunately, many times that is so depressive that so many people take their lives. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So the rate of suicide amongst LGBTQ youth, we see it's 9 times more likely than our heterosexual peers to attempt suicide. And for every 200 attempts in this country, one is successful. Another stat had every 5 hours an LGBT teen attempts to take their life in this nation.
And that's based on all kinds of things, from disassociation from parents and families, school members, other individuals who are important to their structural system?
Yeah, it includes, we have students that we work with who they sit alone in the lunchroom. And if you could imagine going to lunch at school where you should feel safe and supportive and able to learn, and you're worried about lunchtime because you have nowhere else to go and people openly tell you not to sit with them.
Yeah. Are we finding this more prevalent in some parts of Iowa versus other parts of Iowa, or is it pretty much equal all over the board?
It's pretty equal all over the board. I always like to say to schools, especially, elementary, middle, and high school, all across the age ranges, when they do have a student that's come out and they're trying to figure out how do we support this student, I say, you're not alone. every school building in Iowa has an LGBTQ individual. Maybe they just finally came out, and maybe they might be the only out one, but how do you support them? That's the important piece there.
I think it's a stunning story. It really is. But the Spirit Awards is all about recognizing leadership in this area, correct?
Yeah, so we're celebrating our Gay Straight Alliance of the year, our GSA of the year. So we want to elevate that idea of these student clubs that create safe spaces for kids should be treated just as important as the football, wrestling team, whatever else that a school has. And so we're giving them that state recognition.
As well as the partners who make that happen, the businesses, the community leaders mm-hmm. who can really help make a difference.
And I imagine you have sponsors that are helping put this thing together, yes?
Yes, we have some, like Wells Fargo is giving.
Don't start the list because if we leave somebody out, they'll be all
but,
upset.
I mean, there's some great business partners here in town that contribute towards
sure.
this event, and there's some other individuals. But you know, it's something that we'd like to recognize those community partners because there's some that their employee resource groups, for example, help sponsor those books that go out to the schools.
And you have a keynote speaker at this event for the dinner, and that's pretty exciting. Who is it, Scott?
Yeah, we are very excited to bring B.D. Wong here to Des Moines. And if you're not familiar with B.D. Wong, he's been in Jurassic Park, Oz, Gotham, Law & Order, SVU. He's done a lot, and he has been a great voice for the LGBTQ community. So we're excited to have him in and get the people pumped up and have a great evening.
Yeah, he is, well, to use my granddaughter's phrase, he's cool. Really cool, Zadie, really cool. B.D. Wong, now he was, and I would recognize him as, and because we've watched that SVU.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Special Victims Unit, is that something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and been on several programs. Good stuff. And he's going to be keynoting, so his energy is going to be focused around what, do you think?
So he's going to talk about his story. He has a really great It Gets Better video that he's done, and he talks about when he was little, he liked playing with dolls, he liked doing other different things that were considered more feminine, and he was bullied and mistreated because of that. And now he has a couple children of his own. And just that experience, that story of going around and, you know, being able to be yourself and be successful in the career that he's in is such a powerful story for these kids.
And isn't it interesting, the character that he plays in many of these things is not necessarily an LGBTQ individual, correct?
Yeah.
Would that be accurate?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah,
interesting. Yeah, B.D. Wong, ladies and gentlemen, what a name, huh? what a name. And he's done very, very, very well. He's going to be in Des Moines on the 20th of October for the Spirit Awards. And when you highlight some of these students, some of these individuals who you're bringing up on stage to thank and to congratulate, what kind of stories do they tell?
Well, we had last year one of the students talked about his experience of being bullied by the entire football team at his school, and he was able to share that experience of being cyberbullied and the names he was called, but then he was able to also have that positive response of, you know, because of the work of Iowa Safe Schools and supporting their Gay Straight Alliance and what we were able to do for him, to give that full rounded circle of their story and experience.
And have you seen any prior opinions and attitudes towards these students? Have you seen people change their attitudes and their opinions of the LGBTQ kids that have come out? And do you see a sizable difference in how they are then treated once they get into the education process?
Yeah, we've had last year we had an administrator there who I thought wasn't fully supportive, and it was really interesting because we were able to recognize their school and the students, and it's really interesting how they turn really quickly when they see, like, oh, this is okay. There is a whole community here backing our kids. It's not just rural Iowa. Maybe you're running some hostile experiences, but there is a whole group out here in the state. There's a bigger world that is so supportive of these kids, and we want them to succeed.
And, you know, one of the things that is troubling at the same time, while you guys are working hard to make equality a regular word, and you know, there are no shades of equality, as my good friend Desmond Adams used to say. Mm-hmm. You know, equality is equality. There are no shades of that. It still must be a bit frustrating and sometimes downhearting when LGBTQ people, Scott, are attacked even from the highest centers of our political world.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is what that event is, our event is all about, you know, bringing together our community, celebrating the successes and how we move forward together to continue to progress and make inclusive environments all over Iowa a ready and welcome thing.
Yeah. And I think that says it all, making our environments inclusive and welcoming. And so many times we individuals just act out or say things that are so inappropriate and never really have come to grips with what it is that they're saying and what's that impact on the person that comment is directed towards.
You know, for our students that we work with, we hear that experience for them. If they have some comment that said, maybe it's not meant to be very hurtful, mm-hmm. that person doesn't mean it to be hurtful, that intention's not there, but it still comes off very hurtful. And our students say, you know, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go in that classroom. I don't want to go to that business, for example. You know, I heard that comment at a coffee shop or whatever it might be. What do I do? And they look for that kind of support.
You know, it's just stunning to me. Maybe I just don't travel in the right circles. But because I find this discussion just like it belongs on the other side of the world someplace. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when you travel in circles that are equal focused and based on equality and welcomeness and those types of things, when you hear these comments, I'm sitting here listening to you going, really? People still do that stuff?
Yeah. No, yeah. This is every day what we work with, but we're working to change that. And, you know, like we always say too, this is America. No one should be afraid to go to school. No one should be afraid to go to work.
Amen.
And be themselves.
Amen. Thank you guys for coming in and doing this. Good to see you again. That's Nate Munson, ladies and gentlemen. He's the executive director of Iowa Safe Schools, and Scott Helt. He's the money guy. he's the guy that calls you up and say, hey, by the way, have you bought your tickets to the Spirit Award opportunity?
Exactly.
That is happening on the 20th. We will have links, by the way, on the radio blog so you can get your tickets and you can attend the Spirit Awards. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Certainly do appreciate it. All right, we've got to clear on out of here because Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer, says, hey, we got to go. It's well on to time. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, our good friend Mike Caldwell and Katie Beyer were in the first half hour, Nate Munson and Scott Helt this half hour, and of course, all the business news and the markets in between. The program director for the program is, of course, our good friend Tyler Hackenmiller. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodson for exclusively the Business News Hour. And, of course, the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night. The Business News Hour. Thanks for listening.